We continue learning the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, Simon Aleph, Sif Hey. Im Efshaloi Lahashkim Lokum B'chatzoy Salayla. If somebody could get up by midnight, Lasses, as Tikkun Chatzoyis, to say at that point, Tikkun Chatzoyis, Matoiv, it's wonderful. Kamoi Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Echa, Kumi, Roini, Balayla, Barosh, Eshmoiris. Kamoi Shakarish Baruch Hu, just like a Kodesh Baruch Hu at that time cries for the Churban Habayis, Shenemar, Hashem Memoram Yishoig, Hashem from the Shemayim cries out, Umayim Kodshoi Yitain Koiloi, from his holy abode, he gives out a cry, Shoag Yishoig Al Nevehu, he cries for his Beis HaMikdash that was destroyed. Vayman, he says, Oyli Labanim Shabbin Hussein, Chachrafti Espesi. Woe is to my children that because of the Averis, I destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, the Serafti Es Hecholai, and I destroyed the Hechel, the Glisan of Beinu Umais, and I've sent Klai Yisrael into the Golus. So here we learn how important it is to think about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. But the Mishnah Berurah says that if somebody has difficulty getting up that early because he's weak, or he knows that if he's going to get up every night by midnight, he's going to not be able to function properly, then he's allowed to get up later. But still, says the Mishnah Berurah, that a person should make sure to get up at least a half an hour before the Zman Tefillah, before the Zman that he's davening, that he should be able to come to shul on time and be properly prepared for his Tefillah. And the Prima Gadim already says that we live in different times, and we live in times where people's schedules are different than it was in the time of Chazal. And now people are up much later at night, and therefore, it's difficult for them to get up by Chatzos. But the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos quotes the Mekubalim Hasei, Ashrei mi hamakayim divrei Shulchan Aruch kepshutam. If somebody follows the words of the Shulchan Aruch as it says, Ashrei loy v'asher chelkoi, he will be blessed, he's praised. The proper time for Tikkun Chatzos is really a little before Chatzos, so that when Chatzos comes, he should start learning Torah, and then at the end of the night, he should daven for whatever tefillos that he needs for himself, for his family. Continues the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, v'mi efshar lakum b'chatzos, if it's difficult for him to get up by Chatzos, yisgabra al kaparam lakum kodam amud ha-shachar, he should get up at least by the Amud HaShachar, K'mashom Dovra Melech Al-Vasham, as Dovra Melech says in Tehillim, O'ira HaShachar, Ani Ma'oira Es HaShachar. I am the one that wakes up the Shachar. I get up before the Elois HaShachar. V'en HaShach Ma'oira, not that I'm still sleeping when Elois HaShachar comes. V'gam La'ach HaChatzos HaLaila, if a person got after Chatzos, still says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch Yochel Lasa Tikkun Chatzos. He could still do Seicha Tikkun Chatzos. Vakach Yask B'Torah. And then he could learn. Ish Kefi Yecholtoi. Everybody should learn according to his ability. V'Shir Mishnayis Koydim L'Kol Dover. But Mishnayis, learning Mishnayis is so important. And I saw that the Pasuk says in Eicha, Kumi Roini Balayla, that we should get up and roini and sing. What the Mefarshim explain is that they used to learn Mishnayis Bal Peh. And the way they were able to remember the Mishnayis that they learned Bal Peh was by singing the song, by saying it as a niggun. Because they did it, and so Mishnayis is something that we should try to learn at night, and try to learn it with a song, to remember it, and there's tremendous chusim in learning Mishnayis. The Svarim HaGdoshim say that Asher ben Yaakov Avinu, Asher, the son of Yaakov Avinu, sits at the opening, at the door of Gehenim. And anyone who knows Mishnayos, he saves him from falling into Gehenim. He says the pasuk that it says by the Birchas Yaakov, Mi Asher Shmeinoi Lachmoi, Shmeinoi are the same letters as the word Mishnah. Mi Asher, the person who learns Mishnah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Asher will be the one that saves him. The pasuk says, "V'shmartem mitzvoysai v'asisem oisam," and the medrash says, "V'shmartem zu mishnah." The best way for a person to save himself from Gehenim is through learning Mishnah. But continues the medrash, a person shouldn't say, "So I'm going to learn Mishnayos to protect myself from Gehenim," because that individual is not really serving Hashem. He's really serving himself. He's just trying to protect himself. And the pasuk says, "V'asisem oisam ani Hashem." Our avoidus Hashem in learning or in anything else is ani asisem oisam ani Hashem should be for the purpose of Hashem's, for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to do what's good, what Hashem wants, not what's good for us. Says the Gemara of Ein Bahachi, but if somebody is unable to even learn Mishnayos, yes, with Tehillim or by Modus or Sifrei Musar, he should say Tehillim and learn Musar. And the Chai Adam says that everybody should learn Musar every day, and he says that especially people who are greater people, because Chazal teach us, Kagol Mechaveri, anybody who's greater than somebody else, Yitzhar Gol Himenu, his Yetzahara is greater, and therefore the way to protect yourself against the Yetzahara is by learning Sifrei Musar. Even though the minig is not to say Tehillim by night, if somebody gets up early, even though it's before Alois HaShachar, if it's after Chatzos, and you got up, the Poskim say you're allowed to say Tehillim even at night. Moreover, if somebody's saying Tehillim, that somebody is learning saying Tehillim because there's a chayla, that somebody's sick, somebody needs a Yeshua, such an individual certainly may say Tehillim even at night. And the Mat Ephraim says, a person should learn Musar every day, until he feels until he comes to the point that he feels closer to Hashem, and the Mat Ephraim says that that's even more important than learning anything else. It's better to learn less than to learn much without having the proper kavana. Somebody who learns Torah at night, Shechina connected, the Shechina is with him. Shnema kumi roini b'layla rosh shmiyos. Shifchi kamayim libech noicha pnei Hashem. Pirish, if you get up at night to learn Torah, then Hashchina as connected, the Shechina will be with you. Oir amru chazal, kol ha'oisik b'torah b'layla, whoever learns Torah at night, nikra ever Hashem, is considered an Eved Hashem, Moshe Kosov, Kol Avdei Hashem, Haim Nebes Hashem, Belailas. Belailas Akzaris, in the short nights, the winter nights, which are short, Shef Shal Lashkin Kol Kach, it's hard to get up, start early, L'chol HaPochus, Amitz Lokum, a person should try to get up, that they should get up with enough time to be prepared to go to shul, lespalam at seber to daven with the tzibur properly. Mizmoyrei Tehillim, v'chein shar parshas b'Torah Nevuim k'suvim, she'ena shikulim b'kfiyah kol amram b'peh, the parts of Tanakh that people don't really know well by heart, afil mish yoydei l'amram b'peh, even if you are an individual that does know it by heart, yesh lo lazar shlo lam rabbeh, should be careful not to say it by heart for summa mutter, because the halach is dvarim shebapeh, dvarim shebiksav, anything that's part of Torah shebiksav, yatru shlo lam rabbeh, you shouldn't say by heart. However, there are a number of exceptions to the rule. One is what the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch just said. If something that is shigurim b'fikol, everybody knows those psukim. The Tosfos says you may not say it only in a time when you want to be mitzi somebody else. But if you're not looking to be mitzi somebody else with that recital, you may say it by heart. If your kavana is to praise Hashem or to daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Pesach can say it's permissible. In a case of Tircha de Tzibura, somebody saying a speech, and if he's going to have to look up and read every Pesach from inside the Tanakh, it's going to be Tircha de Tzibura. Somebody, of course, as the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch said, who's blind. Somebody just using the Pesukim, not as a Pesach, but just as a form of speech. If somebody is saying a Pesach, and you're repeating from a Siddur or from a Chum Tanakh, and you're repeating word after word, then it's also permissible. And also, if you're not saying a whole Pesach, you're just saying part of a Pesach, the Pesach can say that you could say it Baal Peh. Yesh Limchais B'yaro Imam T'china Sheba Modus. Some are upset with those that when they say a tefillah Shem Simus Abarcha to Hashem Shemei tefillah, that they use the Shem Hashem El Yesh Lema Baruch Shemei tefillah B'loy Shem. You should just say Baruch Ato Shemei tefillah. Simon Beis Hilchas Natilas Yadayim Lefi Kisha Adam Kasha Kama Mitasa Shachris. When a person gets up in the morning, he Kumai Beri Chadosh is like a new creation. Lavoid is a boy's Baruch Shmoy to serve Hashem. L'kain tzarech l'skadosh litul yodim in a kli. You have to be sanctify yourself by washing your hands from a cup. K'may koyin, just like the koyin shemekadosh yodim b'chol yoyim in a kiyah koyin v'vedosoy, who would wash his hands from the kiyah every day before he began the avoid in the base of Mikdash. V'smach l'ntil zum in a mikro, and a basis for this halacha, shenamah the pasuk says in Tehillim, erchetz then the Kohen copy, I wash my hands, and then the soiva as mizbach Hashem l'shmoy b'kol toida. Then I come to do my avodah. Void yesh tamlin tilazus. Another reason for this natila l'fish b'shash shina, when a person is sleeping, nishtalk m'men and nishmosa kedusha, his neshama goes up to Shemayim, and at that time when his neshama is gone, Ba ruach hatumah shara gufa, ruach hatumah comes onto his body. Kshinia mishnosoi, and when he wakes up, mistalk ruach hatumah mikol gufoi, the ruach hatumah leaves his body. Chutz manatz b'oisav, except from his fingers, she'ena over me'aleim, that the ruach hatumah doesn't leave, at she'shoifach aleim gimel pom, until he washes his hands three times. Mayim with water b'serugim, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch will exactly explain how that does. V'asalelech dalar amas b'lina tilas yadayim, and one shouldn't walk four amas without first washing the tilas yadayim. Imloy l'tzarek al ma'id, if not for a very important reason. So we have really many reasons for washing one's hand, the tilas yadayim negel v'asa. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch quoting the Rashba is because of the Ruach Ra. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says also because every morning when we get up, we're considered like a Beri Chadasha, like a new creation. And the Rosh says a reason, Neish Yodav Askani Yosein. A person's hands touch all parts of the body during the night and parts of the body that you have to wash your hands after you touch them. And therefore, in the morning, we have to wash our hands. And because the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that just like a Kohen washed his hands before he did the Avodah, we should do wash our hands before we do an Avodah, when we get up to our minig, before we begin our Avodah Hashem, so too is the basis that he should also wash your hands before every tefillah for the same reason. Even if a person got up, but he doesn't intend to get out of bed, he should, l'chatchila, says the Mishnah Berurah, wash his hands, natilas yadayim. Because as we're learning, the reason for washing your hands is to remove the ruach ra. And we don't want to keep the ruach ra on our hands we should want to get rid of it and wash it off as soon as possible. Sif Beis Yilvish Malbush Arishin as a Talis of Cotton, the first garment one should put on is the Talis Cotton. Shlo Yelich Dalar Amos B'lei Tzitzis, not to walk Dalar Amos without Tzitzis. Lufish Adar En Yodav Nekis, if you put on your Begid, your Tzitzis, before you wash your hands, so obviously Lo Yivarach Alav, you can't make a bracha, because you can't say Dovah Shabbat Kedusha if you didn't wash Negel Vassar. Netilas Yadayim B'Shachas U'B'Derech Seh. So how is this Netilas Yadayim done? Noitlas Akli B'Yad Yaminoi. You take the cup in your right hand, the Noitlas L'Smarle and put it into your left hand. V'Shayich V'Chtfila Yad Yamin. First you wash your right hand. V'Akach Noitlas Akli B'Yaminoi. Then you take this cup into your right hand. V'Shayich Yad Smarle and then wash on your left hand. V'Kein Yaseh Gimel Palm and do this three times. The Maaseh Rav says from the Gros says you should do it four times. Three times as we just learned. And the fourth time is to wash off the hands that got tamei from coming in contact with your hand. There are others that do it this way three times back and forth. Then three times the regular way. Because there are Paiskim that say we should do it the regular way. So to fulfill both opinions, we wash our hands both ways. It's best to wash until the joint between the hand and the between your arm and your hand. If there's no water, then you should wash until your knuckles. There's some say that the Ktsais HaShulchan, interesting paskins, that it's better to wash once your whole hand than wash three times just to your knuckles. Then V'reichetz Panavuk V'ayotzroi, you should wash your face for the cover of Hashem. Shenemar, K'vitzela Malkim, Osa Sa'odam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us in His image. V'yam Gam Yechetz Piv, you should wash your mouth out. Ne'rir Shebetoichai, for anything that may be in there. Shetzorach L'haskar, Hashem HaGadol B'Kedush V'Tara, you're going to use your mouth to say Hashem's name, Tefillah, Torah, V'akach Menagav Yodav, and then you should wipe, dry your hands. V'yaz L'Nagav Panav Yofa, you should also dry your face properly. The Kedushas Yontav says that included in this is that a person should be careful that he should make himself presentable and neat before, as he gets up in the morning. As the Pasuk says, Zekeli Vanveyu, we're going to daven, we're going to learn, we're going to serve Hashem, and we have to look befitting for such a position. Siftalatzach, Little Yodav Dafkula Toich Akeli, one should wash his hands, the water should go into a basin. Vos Lenis Vemein Atila, one may not have any benefit from that water. Ne Sheruach Ra Shair Aleim, there's a Ruach Ra, as we've been learning, on that water. Spill it in a place where nobody is walking. And one has to be careful, says the Eish Avram, that if you're pouring that water into the sink, and in the sink you have dishes, plates, pots, pans, silverware, you have to be careful not to let the water spill on those kalim, because we don't want that the kalim that we're going to eat from should have been exposed to the ruach ra of this water. And if it did happen that somebody poured that water onto those types of utensils, you should be very careful to rinse them properly, before he goes on to using them.